Sunday, December 12th, the president did his bit with the CBS TV people for the Christmas tree thing this morning. Apparently felt he did extremely well on it, because on the plane to the Azores this afternoon, he called me up to say he wanted to make some effort to get more coverage on the show than was originally planned, and to try to get CBS to use his particular commentary as a separate piece. Apparently he went into quite a thing on the meaning of Christmas, the background of Christmas, and relating it to peace, with the point that in spite of the teachings of Christ, all the wars we've had since Christ have been basically involving Christians, and that maybe we're arriving at a new stage now where Christians will be able to avoid war instead of getting into them. On the flight, we had a monumental interplay between Kissinger and Rogers, or mainly a temper tantrum display by Kissinger, as he fretted and fumed all the way, especially when he discovered the president wanted Rogers to do a press briefing tomorrow in the Azores after the morning meeting. He thinks that'll ruin the whole Pakistan effort because Rogers will say the wrong thing and blow it. That was bad enough. Then the president ended up having Rogers do a press briefing of the press on the plane, and that had Henry really up the wall, but apparently it worked out fine and caused no trouble at all. Henry was in and out of the president's cabin, as were Rogers, Connally, Dave Kennedy, etc. It was a fairly difficult five-hour flight since he felt he had to be involved with all of them. He seemed to be very relaxed and not really put upon at all, however. The arrival went according to plan, and we're settled down at the Air Force Base in the Azores, end of December 12th.